Hello, hello Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, October the 3rd, 2023. And I am Evan Zininga. And today we are talking about the official opening of Parliament that was boycotted today by the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, saying the Zimbabwean leader, Emmerson Mnangagwa, the president, is not a legitimate president. But before we dive deep into that, let's take a look at Zimbabwe's return to the Miss Universe pageant after a whole lot of 22 years, and this is coming back for the first time with a lot of controversy after Zimbabwean white lady was nominated a winner. Brooke Brack Jackson, aged 21, clinched the title to represent Zimbabwe at the upcoming Miss Universe in El Salvador in December. The Zimbabwe competition was the first in 22 years to be held in the country.
Hello everyone, I am Brooke Jackson, Miss Universe Zimbabwe, and I am here today with the Voice of America. I am feeling very honored and privileged being the chosen one to represent Zimbabwe, and in the same breath I am feeling overwhelmed and pressured because Zimbabwe hasn't been at Miss Universe for the past 22 years, and therefore I have to ensure that I market brand Zimbabwe in the best way possible. So first of all, my hope is obviously bringing the crown home and making history, but apart from that, I hope to be an ambassador of social change. I am an advocate for the financial inclusion of businesses in the informal sector, especially those run by women. 65% of women in Zimbabwe work in the informal sector, and therefore I would like to give them access to microfinance so that they can expand their businesses and just do what they want to do in life and just improve their overall livelihoods for themselves and their families. I also hope to be an inspiration to the youth of Zimbabwe and hopefully the world to just show people that if you really want something in life, you can work towards it, and your ethnicity, your background, your culture, your gender, your age does not define you as a person. And my promise to everybody is to be an embodiment of Zimbabwe's culture, people, and values, and to just represent Zimbabwe to the best of my abilities. Thank you.
And that there was the Miss Zimbabwe Universe winner for Zimbabwe. Her name is Brooke Brack Jackson, and she was in Harare, and she will be participating at the Miss Universe in El Salvador in December, raising the Zimbabwe flag high. Now, back to our main topic. Today, President Emmerson Mnangagwa officially opened the first session of the 10th Parliament at the Chinese-built Parliament building in Mount Hamden. But the event was boycotted by members of the Citizens Coalition for Change, saying they cannot honor Mr. Mnangagwa as president. The opposition is accusing the governing party of rigging elections in August. And in his State of the Nation address, Mr. Mnangagwa called on Parliament to review several laws. Now, responding to the Triple C not showing up today, oh yes, it was a no-show for real, the Minister of Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs, Ziyambi Ziyambi, said the opposition's absence was insignificant.
Committees in Parliament business is starting in earnest.
Are you going to include them in those committees?
If they come and apologize, yes, but if they are not there, we can't behave people in committees who are not there, because business of government has to start.
And Shorten Streg, that was the Minister of Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs, Ziyambi Ziyambi, in Harare today, talking to Studio 7's Godwin Mangunja when he asked to comment about the Citizens Coalition for Change not showing up. But VOA also managed to speak to Triple C spokesperson Promise Makwananzi, who said the party's lawmakers stayed away from Mnangagwa's first speech in parliament because it viewed the 81-year-old leader as illegitimate. Now let us take a quick break and briefly we will come back. Please stay tuned. Don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Welcome back. And if you are just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, and we are coming to you live from Studio 7 at The Voice of America in Washington. And we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube as VOA Zimbabwe. Now let's bring in our guest tonight. And we joined by Mr. Tim Muringai, who is a Triple C official based here in North America in Ohio. And as much as we are struggling to get through with the phones in Zimbabwe, we also have Mr. Francis Mufambi, who is a ZANU-PF information officer. Gentlemen, if you can hear me, shout out to you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mr. Zimingo. Thank you.
Awesome. You know what? Let's kick the ball rolling, and I will start with you, Mr. Muringai. You know, I understand today Triple C pulled up a no-show at the opening of Parliament at the 10th session, and your proportional, pardon me, and the Triple C members of Parliament did not come at all for this event. What's your take? Why would you do that? Let's start from there.
Thank you, Mr. Zeninga. As we already know, we have the SADC election observer mission report. Some of the articles have already come out. They're saying Section 52 A and C were not fulfilled, whereby ZEC, on the day prior to the elections, had told the elections officials from SADC that everything was okay and they had everything that they needed, which was not true. They then showed all the reports about the missing ballots, the indelible ink that was not inspected, boxes in 300 places that were not secured, 500 polling stations that had issues with names of people and stuff that the Zimbabwean government had assured the whole region that everything was okay. So in light of that, I know you spoke to our spokesperson, Mr. Mkwananzi, who already told you our position, which means that Mr. Mnangagwa is in illegitimate position, and we are saying let's do a rerun of fresh, new, credible elections supervised by our brothers in the region.
Well, before I cross over to Mr. Mufambi, perhaps let me drop a second question right there. Was it really necessary, though, to boycott the parliament session? I'd like to believe these members of parliament have been sworn in already by the president. Was it really necessary to boycott today?
No, like you're saying, you're calling Mr. Mnangagwa the president, but SADC is saying he's not duly elected. We are saying the ZANU-PF representative, Mr. Mnangagwa. So we don't have a president as we speak in Zimbabwe, legally and procedurally.
Okay, we will come back to you and we will pick it from there. Let me give Mr. Mufambi a chance. Mr. Mufambi, can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. So I heard earlier on in the day, the chief whip of parliament, the CCC, Vachibaya, he said to Studio 7, ZANU-PF was just holding their own meeting at parliament, and they don't seem bothered at all by the cabinet, by everything that's been going on. What's your take to the absence of CCC at the opening of parliament today?
Okay, thank you very much, and good evening, listeners. It is a pleasure actually to join you today and discuss this post-election period and the way forward after the ZANU-PF victory. First and foremost, I think it's important for me to express my gratitude to the people of Zimbabwe for their overwhelming support and trust in the ZANU-PF party. We are humbled by the mandate that they gave us, and we promise to work totally towards the progress and prosperity for our beloved country. I think our victory on its own was a testament to the democratic idea that Zimbabwe upheld. And the international community is concerned that is why we got even congratulations from the United Nations Secretary General. Turning to the new forum by the CCC, I think it is our view that as a party we don't pay a dollar, because one thing is enough number to get parliamentary business done. What is interesting actually is those CCC MPs came to sleep at the David Motor Hotel in Harare, and they ate the food at the expense of the taxpayers. And later after the program, they had to come and ask for fuel. These are the products of accident that we threw back in the world as an opposition in Zimbabwe. And it's clear actually to the people of Zimbabwe that voting for such people is quite a great mistake. Now, at the end of this post-election phase, our focus is not on partisan politics. Our focus is on making the nation and working towards a brighter future for all Zimbabweans. And I think that priority includes maybe revitalizing the economy, creating better opportunities, improving the healthcare, education, and making sure that we foster inclusive growth. And as a party, we do that by utilizing an inclusive approach that involves all sectors of society, including the private sector, including the civil society.
Ndokumbira kukubatai muromo zvishoma shoma. We are having a very heated subject today here, and the calls have already started coming in. I want to believe the listeners are also paying attention to what Vamfambi and my brother also Tim Muringai is saying. Pane vari kuda kutopindura izvezvi. Ndipei mukana tinzwe kuti mutereri vari kuda kuti kudii tidzoke kwamuri. Caller, can you hear us?
Yes, ndirikukunzwai.
Muri kupi?
Ndiri Zimbabwe, Chitunguza.
Right. Vechidiki vari kuchema-chema, vari kutaura zvakawanda. Vanotsigira ZANU-PF vari kufarira zviri kuitika. Vanoishoropodzawo vari kuti zvinhu hazvisi kufamba zvakanaka. Imi seyo chidiki mapinda muchirongwa, kandaiwo pfungwa dzenyu. Zvakamira sei?
Ndinotenda mukoma wangu. Yes, hongu. Vanenge vachitaura vari kufarira zviri kuitika, I think ZANU-PF vanenge vachibhadharwa kuti vataure zvisiri zvepasituation in Zimbabwe. Right now, as I'm speaking in Zimbabwe, I think the outlook is good. And I'm happy nenyaya kuti legislators ECCC havana kuattenda parliament yavhurwa navamunangagwa, because he is not elected. Akabira sarudzo, akabira my election. So there is nothing chatinga taure kuti vangange vachienda kuparliament vachinoteerera zvinenge zvichitaurwa nemunhu asina kusarudzwa nevanhu. Saka I'm happy nezvekutaurwa navangadziwere kuti kusaenda kwaita vanhu kuparliament zvinoratidza kuti tirati dimwe nyika dzione chokwadi chiri pa ground kuti kunonga hakuna kuti vasaridzo dzakajeka. Saka isusu sechibiki wanoti happy with ZANU-PF and titokumbirisawo kuti dzimwe nyika dzipindire pa that issue.
Mhm. Right, aiwa tinokutendai mukoma silence nekupinda muchirongwa kwamaita. I'm hoping vamufambi and vamuringai also heard the comments that you shared right there. Regai ndi dzoke kwamuri varume. Vamuringai. You heard the Speaker of Parliament said he's looking at ways to punish the Member of Parliament for CCC for not following parliamentary procedures. How do you react to that one?
Thank you, Azininga. Well, the one thing that the Speaker of Parliament has to realize is like Zimbabwe is not a fiefdom, it's not a monarchy. I see it Zimza. Zimbabwe and everyone is Zimbabwe. Anybody from Nechilivi in Binga, anybody from Dilwadzimu in Baitbridge can be a leader of Zimbabwe when elected. There was no election that is free and credible. So they can hop on anything, and all these other things. What I want to say to all the youth is this. President Edu Chamisa has stood by you, the voter, and the youth. Vote yakarwirwa nevabereki vedu nana sekuru vedu, ropa rikadeuka pakashaika vanhu vakawanda kuti kuve nevote, kuti kuve nefreedom of speech, kuti zvinhu zvemuZimbabwe zvifambe zvakanaka, kuti kusatengeswa makomo. Tikuona kuti makomo ari kutengeswa iyo nyika ichinzi independent. Saka zvava kutaura speaker izvezvo, aiwa no, vanhu veZimbabwe ndo varidzi venyika. Saka kuratidzira kwaita maMP edu vamira nevanhu vavakavhoterwa navo. President vedu vakaofewa kunzi vaite opposition member, vapiwe motikari, vaite prime minister. Izvo zvose vakaramba nokuti vakati vanhu veZimbabwe ndo varidzi veZimbabwe. So until we have a new and fresh election, the speaker can hop and say whatever he wants, but Zimbabwe belongs to Zimbabweans.
Aha, mirai tidaidze vamufambi. Vamufambi, did you hear the sentiments being thrown out there by Vamuringai?
Yes, totally. However, that's why the BCP and the government. Because look at it, it is the same Zimbabwe that one PF is concerned about. It is the same Zimbabwe that the Speaker of Parliament is concerned about. Because you cannot have MPs, you can only legitimize the process when it is in your favor. You can't have MPs who have their hotel bills paid by the people of Zimbabwe, and they choose not to represent people. Because it was actually common sense that tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, the opposition was supposed to be responding to the nation, to the Senate. But what are they going to respond to? Because they are trying to delegitimize the process that is illegal, that is within the purview of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, that is turned up by the people of Zimbabwe. So they are actually stealing from their voters. Because what are you not vote for? You said that you boycotted the sleeping hotels and not attend parliamentary meetings. That is a weakness. That is political weakness. And as one PS, we are not very much worried about the CCC, and we know that you are dealing with political things. That is, we know that people are not serious about statecraft. And if the party will go ahead and deliver what the people of Zimbabwe expect from us, and this is prosperity, and this is good health care, and we lose no one and not look blind trying to achieve this as opposed by our president. So basically, we won't focus about who attends the parliament or who doesn't, because the parliament will have this procedure to deal with those errant MPs. But to have these same people benefiting from state resources, then they try emotionally to save the people that voted for them. It is very sad. And actually, the people in Zimbabwe can now see what kind of people they voted. They can actually see that the president was actually was weakly retained in parliament, and these president should actually be turned down as soon as possible.
Mhm. Muchiri ipapo mabhamandi pakuti ndiite umwe mubvunzo. Tambo bvunzawo vamuringa ikumashure uko kuti zvekuboikota izvi kuuya kuparliament zvinobatsira papi. Ndoda kuuya kwamuri vamufambi and ask you this question here kuti don't you think kuti constitutionally, you know, it's their democratic right as enshrined in the Zimbabwe's constitution to demonstrate or to protest whenever they feel there is need to?
Totally. You are allowed to demonstrate in Zimbabwe and it's constitutional to do so. And everyone has a right, fundamental right for that matter. However, you don't exercise your right at the cost of another attempted right, because these people are the constituents, and the constituents have the right to be represented. And when you fail to do that, you fail to deliver on what the people have instructed you to do. So these people actually, they are breaching the people's trust. These people are dishonest. These people were ready the day they took the oath, but the date to get this oath taken was set by the president, whom they are saying is illegitimate today. And it's quite cynical and surprising, because I don't see they legitimize the rest of the process except that Chamisa lost the election. You ask them, how many votes are you saying Chamisa go to, and you say you will read? They don't get a figure. Because they know clearly they've lost this election, and the mind it was different to them here. So basically, we can't actually reduce the debate of principle. We can't actually reduce the people of Zimbabwe to political terms whereby we claim the assemblies whenever we say we should. So basically, this is political enablers, and the rights of the people of Zimbabwe are at stake with anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tapanzwa hapo. Ndo dzoka ndoda kuya kwamuri vamuringai. We understand now that with all that's going on in Zimbabwe, izvezvi, there is a future. Ye vechidiki vemuZimbabwe. Imimi sevechidiki mubato reCCC zvamakutarisira kuti zviitike kubva iko zvino kuenda kumberi, tichitarisa basa reParliament, tichitarisawo kuti kunewo vechidiki vebato renyu vakakwanisa kupindawo as member of Parliament muParliament. What are your expectations? What do you wish for going forward?
Vazvinenge maita basa nezvamuri kutaura. Zvatiri kutoita kuratidzira kwaitwa nemaMP edu nhasi nezvaratidzwa naPresident wedu vaChamisa for the past 5 years kuti principle is very important. Zimbabwe is a nation of people, various tribes, the bouquet of humanity. Saka vechidiki vedu, which is 62%, I think, 53% female young generation, haingangova passport generation. Yekuti paunogo graduate from college, you need to go outside Zimbabwe to succeed. Handizvo zvinofanira kuita. Kumira kwatirikuita kuti tilegitimize the government structures. Ndopatikutaura youth yedu kuti tarisai takamira nemi. Kana zvinhu zvisina kumira zvazvinofanira kuita, achisikuenda nzvimbo. Tiri remember kuti vamunangagwa vari kunzi vakaendaiwo kuhondo vane 16 years vakamirira zvavaibhiliva kuti was the way Zimbabwe needed to go. So we see all of our youths 90% unemployment. Handizvo in a country ine munhu akaita Surprise Masiwa, who is recognized in all countries in the world, ine vanhu vakaita sana Baba Shingi Munyeza, inema scientists, inema doctors all over the world except in Zimbabwe. Saka tunoda kuti kuma youth edu esati kutaura nawo tunoda kuti makampani akaita sana Caps Holdings adzoke patai create our own malaria drugs. Tunoda kuti makampani akaita sana National Railways yakatanga iyo kuita automatic switch gauge muZimbabwe all over the world. Zvidzokere pazvino because we are a brilliant people. Yeah, okay.
Let me hold you again there for a second. We have another caller on the line. Caller, if you can hear me, welcome to Live Talk The Connection. Murikupi. I am guessing we've lost the caller. Can you hear me? Caller, hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? We are sorry, we've just lost the caller right there. But anyway, Vamuringai, we had had your thoughts in this. I think let's also give Vamufambi a chance to respond to that ideology. Vamufambi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you. So basically, he's mentioning that there are Zimbabweans all over the world, and he's also confirming that Zimbabweans are a blessing to the world. And they are also confirming that Zimbabwe, through the Zanu-PF of educational policies, have uplifted its people who can actually fit in any economy in the world. And that is a plus for the Olympians. Going to the issue that you asked about the young people, as a party, we believe in collaboration and cooperation, which are very essential features for us to achieve sustainable development and to make sure that we uplift the lives, the standard of living of our young people across the board. We are also dedicated to make sure that we have good governance, we are transparent, we have accountability, and ensure that our actions reflect the aspirations of the people of Zimbabwe. And we have done that by making sure that we attain all essential state programs that has been subscribed by the people of Zimbabwe. We are also open to constructive criticism and feedback as a party. Or in existing regions, we can actually serve the country better. And to achieve these goals, we have always called upon Zimbabweans, regardless of their political affiliation, to join in and work towards the common vision of a prosperous and united Zimbabwe. So basically, we are not focusing the majority on the opposition in their electioneering. And we have promised them to say they are always asking for a re-election. Then a re-election will be there, and it will be there in 2028, and not anytime soon.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, aiwa, takunzwa evarume, mataura pano nyaya dzakakura. You have all thrown in my points. I hope that everyone's wow. Ndoda kuti tigowana mukamwe kamukana kadiki diki kekuzoverengawo zvishoma zviri kutaurwa nevateereri vari kuona tirongwa pamadande mutande apo. Saka vamuringai, ndiri kukupaiwo 30 seconds muchidimbu, your parting words. Tozopawo vamufambi 30 seconds, his parting words, tovhara chirongwa. Ndotanga nemi vamuringai, mashoko enyu ekupedzisira.
Mashoko angu ekupedzisira ndeyekuti Zimbabwe, zivai kuti vachamisa ne-CCC yakakumirirai nevhoti renyu yese yamakaita, haina kurasika. Nyika dzese dzakataura kuti kwanga kusina sarudzo, saka ndo zvatamirira kuti kuve nesarudzo itsva.
Aha, thank you so much, vamuringai. Vamufambi, your parting words, please.
Dear Zimbabweans, now that elections are over and voting is over, we don't live in election mood. And our focus is to deliver the mandate that you gave our president and the party. And the party always remain with the people. And we never actually fill out the right with the votes that you gave us for purposes of political thank you.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you so much for being on the show. That was Tim Moringa, CCC official here in North America. America and Ohio. And Francis Mufambi, a ZANU-PF information officer based in Harare. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. I wish we could go on and on. But until next time, this brings us to the end of our show today. And we would like to thank everybody. And of course, the listeners, the viewers, the show is yours. And I wish you good night, Zimbabwe, until next time.